one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yup, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our halftime conversation with Badgers senior Carter Gilmore continues. One of the things that Gilly is trying to do in this his last lap as a college player is take it all in. Enjoy every step of the way, every trip to the weight room, every practice, obviously every game. That can be tough to do when you're so locked into the moment, but it seems as though Gilly understands it. And he is trying to take it all in.
You can have all these cliches you want, and you can hear them all you want, and the time goes by fast. And now sitting here in my last year, you look back, and it's crazy how fast the time's gone. And in my beginning years, I don't think the days could go by soon enough. Guarding Tyler Wall all those days, Micah, and those were some long days for me. And, you know, you'd question if you could do this for 5 years, getting all banging in the post against those guys. But here in my last year, it's been nothing but joy, and really trying to soak in every minute, but it seems like it's flying by faster than I can keep up. But just super grateful and trying to soak in every moment.
That's Badgers senior Carter Gilmore, and that is our halftime conversation. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming as our halftime coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Badgers scored the first 9 points of the game and the last 10 points of the first half. 47-33, Wisconsin leads Butler. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get a look at some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 14 of 31 from the field at 45%, just 4 of 14 from the arc, but a big three-point hit at the horn from Max Klesman. 15 of 15 at the foul line. Butler's 42% for the field, 11 of 26, 3 of 13 from deep, 8 of 10 at the foul line. 14 buckets, 9 assists on those 14 buckets for the Badgers, just one turnover, 7 dimes and 5 turnovers for the Butler Bulldogs. Steven Crow, 13 points, 4 rebounds, leading the way for the Badgers. Pierre Brooks has 13. Patrick McCaffrey has 10 to pace the Bulldogs. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Wisconsin 47, Butler 33. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
About ready for the second half. Wisconsin 47, Butler 33. We really mentioned Charlie getting the bigs going, Kraus specifically. But he and Nolan doing a little work in this first half.
Yeah, more than a little. They're dominating in the paint. Right now they're out of Wisconsin's 47. They have 22 of those points, 8 of their 16 rebounds. When you compare it to Butler's bigs, they have 4 points and 2 rebounds. So great job getting off the mark. You have to start with that same aggression because you cannot let a door open on a team like Butler who can fire away like they can.
A big-time start and a big-time finish to the first half of the Badgers. Wisconsin jumped to a 9-0 lead. Butler just kept creeping back, never could grab the lead, but had it at a one-possession game multiple times, and then Wisconsin went on that 10-point run at the end of the first half. Butler will have the first possession of half number two. We'll be moving to our left as we are about set to resume play here at the Indy Classic at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, the home of the Indiana Pacers. Good to catch up with Chris Denary, longtime television voice of the Pacers. He had called Butler games for a number of years before that. We're up here at the perch, occupied by the great Mark Boyle, longtime radio voice of the Pacers. Good organization, obviously. It's a pretty magical team. There's a little bit of attention now during the WNBA season. They had a fairly good rookie who played here.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark, yeah.
Ready she's to fun go. To watch.
She's pretty good. She found the sport that works. Second half underway. Here's Bizjack starting the offense for Butler, throwing to Andre Screen. Feeds McCaffrey high on the left. I'll throw to Screen at the top. Rotates to Pierre Brooks. He was a problem in the first half. Leaning, shooting, hitting from the free throw line. Brooks with 15. 47-35 Wisconsin opening minute of the second half. Wisconsin moving to our right. Winter throwing to Tanjay, bounces to Kraus. Stevie backing to the right block against Screen, against single coverage. Stevie backing, turns, can't get free, throws it out to Nolan Winter, got away from McCaffrey. Winter in the paint, throws it back out to Blackwell. He'll try a three, back iron no good from left of the circle. Patrick McCaffrey the rebound. Goes cross court for Bizjack, left of the circle. On the screen, if you will, and Bizjack runner with the right hand, no, but a foul. And Finley Bizjack will be shooting free throws. They get John Blackwell. That is his third foul. Check that, his second foul. I thought that was his third, but they make the correction. That's two on him. So I think what happened was there was confusion with the way they had signaled it. They had called a foul. They were announcing it as Blackwell in the first half, but it was on Carter Gilmore instead. So you see the 2 and the 5, the digits, and then that sometimes you have to add that up to 7 and not call it 25. So that's notable. That's just two fouls on John Blackwell. And Finley Bizjack will go to the free throw line, the sophomore out of Trophy Club, Texas. They had a big game against Marquette last February. Scored 19 points against the Golden Eagles. He hits the first free throw here for his first point of the game.
Butler's done a really nice job coming and being aggressive, getting to their main scorers, getting to the hole.
Second free throw for Bizjack is good. And the lead down to 10 for Wisconsin. About a minute gone by second half, 47-37 Wisconsin. Nolan Winter throwing to Tanjay, catching on the right side. Looped it inside. Winter catches low on the right. Slam dunk. Winter slipping free, and the Badgers' lead is 12.
Great two-man game. Way to read that and slip it and throw it high. You cannot leave it low for those guys.
Pierre Brooks against Tanjay, throwing to Andre Screen, top of the circle. Underhands it to Telfort. Feeds Brooks, dribbles off the left wing, back out to Telfort. Driving right lane line, up in traffic. Well short, pulled down by Nolan Winter. He's off a deflection, and here comes Blackwell to the front court, throwing to Winter. Feeds Crow, turns it to Max Klesman, slips it into Crow, low on the left, takes it right, shot blocked inside by Screen. Good interior D by Andre Screen, and here comes Telfort, throwing to Brooks. Tap pass McCaffrey, tries a three, right corner, and sticks it. Third three for Patrick McCaffrey, 49-40 Wisconsin. About 2 minutes gone by, second half. Klesman left wing, turns down the Winter Screen, goes inside, throws it up, and it rolls off. No, but a foul on Bizjack inside, and Max Klesman will go to the free throw line.
Again, Butler's giving up that baseline. Every time you give that up, I beat this at home with my 8-year-olds that I coach. You can't give up the baseline. The baseline destroys the entire defense.
Do they listen to you?
No, they don't. But that's okay. I'm very used to that.
Sound like Tauscher. Tauscher's helping out coaching youth football. Do they listen? No.
That's okay.
Just run around.
Something's being captured in there. I know it is.
First free throw for Max rattles through. He has 10 points now. 7 coming from the foul line. 50-40 Wisconsin with exactly 18 minutes remaining. Second free throw coming up for Max. A senior out of Neenah, Wisconsin, and he knocks them both down. The Badgers now 17 of 17 at the free throw line. 51-40, the Badgers. 2 minutes gone by, second half. Jamil Telfort sets the floor here for Butler. A throw to Brooks high on the left. Back to Telfort, left wing. Nolan Winter defends. Telfort holds it off the right hip. Still holds, puts it on the deck a couple of times. Above the three-point line, loops it into Screen. He's with Tanjay, moving into Screen. Getting some help now from the form of Stephen Crow. Now to Telfort, 5 to shoot. Shovels it to Bizjack, tries a 3, left side, good. With the shot clock winding down. 51-43 Wisconsin, 2.5 minutes into the second half. Butler just not really interested in going away. Here's Blackwell, right of the circle. Dribbles into the lane, one pump, fade shot, sent back by Screen. Here comes Bizjack at a 2-on-1, throwing to McCaffrey to the rim, layup no, tipped up no, rebound comes down to Max Klesman. Badgers dodging one there. Max up the left sideline to the front court, whips it inside, Crow will catch, left of the lane, whips it into Blackwell. Low on the right, throws it up and in over Brooks. Blackwell had to muscle that one through some traffic. 10-point lead, Wisconsin.
I like that Crow didn't force that. He was on a smaller guy, and that's an easy charge, typical call, and right over his shoulder to Blackwell on the cut.
16:45 remaining, 53-43 Wisconsin. Bizjack on the right side, dribbles off the wing in the lane, and tried to get a pass into Screen, deflected, got there, and then Screen goes up and gets smacked. And he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
That's okay. I'll take those fouls.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to give up those easy buckets right now, because especially because Butler's last like 5-6 possessions is a really nice rhythm on offense.
Stephen Crow with his first foul of the day. Andre Screen at the free throw line. 0-1 in the first half. 2 points in the first half. And the big guy hits the first free throw. 6'1", 260-pounder. Gilmore is in. Blackwell takes a seat. Crow taking a break as well. So you got McGee, Klesman, Tanjay, Gilmore, and Nolan Winter out there for Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Andre Screen. Too long, no good. Tanjay pulls down the rebound. 53-44 Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes gone by, second half. Tanjay outside left. A bounce into Winter. Telfort trying to knock it away. Badgers keep it. Here's Gilmore right of the circle. Hands off to McGee. Kamari, right of the lane, back out to Gilmore. A flip for Winter, toss it to Klesman, left side, 8 to shoot. Gilmore right of the circle, now to Tanjay, 5 to shoot. Tanjay will, 4-3, back rim no good, McCaffrey the rebound. Up the middle comes McCaffrey for Butler. Fans are dribble to the right wing, throwing to Brooks high on the right. Brooks against Kamari McGee, challenging match for Kamari. As Brooks goes inside now, screen will catch. Backs on Winter, right block, one pump goes up, and that's off the mark. Good defense from Nolan Winter as the Badgers clear it. Lesbitt left side of the front court against McCaffrey, dribbles off the wing and throws it away. Got caught up in the air and sailed one over the head of Kamari McGee and out of bounds. Just the second turnover today for Wisconsin. Now at the under 16 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15:43 remaining, Wisconsin 53, Butler 44. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 15:43 remaining here in Indianapolis. Wisconsin 53, Butler 44. Bulldogs on offense. Finley Bizjack picked up by Jack Janicki out between the arcs, and Janicki gets in too tight. He is called for the foul, his second. That's three on Wisconsin here in the second half. Telford sideline left, looking to inbound. Flips it into Bizjack as McGee picks him up. Bizjack high screen from McCaffrey, and then one from Odenkapke. He's in there for screen. Bizjack will use it, moving to his right. Cut off by Winter. A throw out to Brooks on the right wing. Brooks against Tanjay. Dribbles off the wing and leans. Now fades, flips, and hit the shot. And a foul. I think off the ball. Janicki was sent to the floor. They're going to count the basket, I believe, here from Brooks. And they do. And it's 53-46. And they get a foul.
Is that Kapke?
Against Butler. It is on Kapke, Odenkapke. That is his, should be his third as they get it sorted out. But the basket counts. Now Butler is showing that he's going to turn up the screws defensively with the press and now backing off. 53-46, Wisconsin, 15-10 remaining. So the Bulldogs are right back into this thing. Janicki throwing to Winter, a flip for McGee on the left side. McGee, right-hand toss for Carter Gilmore. Back to Kamari. He'll try a three. Left side. That's short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jamil Telford of Butler. Telford to the front court. Scoops it to Brooks on the left side. Pierre Brooks for Kapke. Turns it to Patrick McCaffrey at the top of the circle. Whips it to Bizjack high on the right. They work along the perimeter to Brooks. Brooks high on the left. Gilmore defends, 10 to shoot, a three in the air. Kapke bricked it wide left. Rebound dug out by Jack Janicki of Wisconsin. 14:30 remaining, 53-46 Wisconsin. Badgers led by 14 at the half. Gilmore feeds McGee left of the circle. A pass for Winter high on the right. He'll toss for Janicki. Dribbles off the right wing, slips it to Winter low on the right. Pushed it up off the glass and rim, no good. And the rebound is tipped to Pierre Brooks.
You want those back so bad when they don't go in.
Here's Telford bobbing off the Kapke screen. Top of the circle, drives on Gilmore to the rim, and the layup is good. First points for Telford today, and it's 53-48 Wisconsin. 6 minutes gone by, second half. Here's Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay throwing to Winter. Good look at a three. Left of the circle. Back rim, no. Rebound, Bizjack of Butler. And neither team shooting well from the arc here. Wisconsin now just 4 of 18. Bizjack left of the circle. Bounces for Telford at the top. Telford right of the wheel. Gives off to McCaffrey. Shot clock at 10. McCaffrey right of the lane. And a whistle and a bump. Jeffrey Anderson on the call here. They're going to get Gilmore, I believe. That'll be his second. As we see Crow come in for Winter, Blackwell's going to come in for John Tanjay, and Max Klesmit will sub for Jack Janicki. The Badgers lead down to 5 with 13:28 remaining.
Butler's doing a really nice job of forcing Wisconsin to take quick shots in the offensive set. They're getting one or two passes and a shot versus Butler's working that clock.
Colby King is in for Bizjack. Inbounds pass Telford, right of the paint. Defended by Carter Gilmore. Telford faces up, throws it to McCaffrey for three, left of the circle, and that's too long, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. He has 5 boards today. Here's McGee, left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Leads it for Stevie. Turns to Klesmit on the right side. Max throwing to Gilmore, left of the circle. Gilmore gives it up to McGee. A pass for Crowell, open for three, right of the circle, nailed it. Second three-point hit for Crowell, who now has 16 today, 56-48 Wisconsin.
There you go. A few more extra passes, good extra look. Kapke doesn't come out and rotate, and Crowell's going to hit that when he's not going to be defended.
12:45 to play. Telford trying to match it. Straight away three, no good. Rebound going up high and strong is Kamari McGee. McGee up the right sideline, throwing to Crowell out high. Gives off to Klesmit. Max flips it out to Gilmore. Gilmore gives it up to Blackwell, dribbles off the left wing, now curls right lane line, retreats out to the wing. Shot clock at 13, lots of time. Crowell left of the circle, throws to McGee on the left side. Kamari flips it to Gilmore, fakes the three, now 5 to shoot. Kamari to the line, down the lane, to the rim, high off the glass and in. McGee with a good take. 58-48, Wisconsin, 12:10 remaining.
And it wasn't just a blast down the middle. Great change of pace. Got the guy off balance a little bit, and he finished really high off the glass.
Mr. Mill Telford setting the floor here for the Butler Bulldogs. The Badgers have extended the lead back to 10. Kapke, top of the arc. Hands off to McCaffrey, left lane line. Hangs in the air. A pass for Brooks on the right side. Flips to Telford. Turns at the Colby King left wing. Shot clock is at 6. King now to McCaffrey, open three, left of the circle, bangs off the rim, no good, rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Kamari McGee. Another dodge there for Wisconsin as McCaffrey was open. Klesmit bounces to Gilmore, off the right block, gives off to Crowell, turns the left side for Blackwell. Blackwell shovels to Crowell, on the reverse, left to right layup, good. Beautiful basketball again, beautifully executed.
Beautiful pick and roll, dump pass by Blackwell. Just beautiful basketball right now by Wisconsin.
And a timeout taken by Thad Mata. This will be a full timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 11:19 remaining, Wisconsin 60, Butler 48. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your bathroom remodel at Menards. Keep your bathroom feeling clean with Broen's bathroom exhaust fan and bacteria-removing light. Its Surface Shield technology combined with Broen's powerful ventilation prevents the growth of bacteria, mold, and fungi within your bathroom. It installs easily and reduces air leakage by up to 50%. Get the Broen bathroom ceiling fan and bacteria-removing light today for $149.99 at Menards. Sale price good through December 15th.
Four seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. The Badgers have not trailed in this game. They've had double-digit leads. Butler's made runs. Back out the double-digit. Another run. Now it's double digits. 11-19 to play. Wisconsin 60. Butler 48.
Yeah, again, we said it earlier, but the Butler team, coached by Thad Mata, is not quitting in this game. So Wisconsin's doing a great job. They take those little bursts of a run by Butler, go right back to doing what they need to do. And they're doing it all in the right ways. They're putting on a clinic. 28 of their 60 points in the paint, 14 assists, 17 of 17 from the free throw line, and only two turnovers in that entire run. So it's just really fun to watch right now, Wisconsin. I love that they're taking each punch and then coming right back.
Steven Crow, 18.6 rebounds. Meanwhile, Butler's Jamil Telford, who averages 17 a game, has but two, but I figure he's going to be giving it a whirl here as we move forward in the second half. He has a ball right now outside left against Gilmore. Needs Landon Moore. He's with Klesmet between the circles. Moore will drift it to the left side. Bounces to Telford, left wing. Straddling the three-point line, 10 to shoot. Telford now just inside the arc, moving in. Inside the left block, throwing to Moore. Tap pass King, tries a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Gilmore of Wisconsin. One and out for Butler as Klesman brings it to the front court. Throws it back to Kamari McGee, out the max. Good close by King as Klesman had to give it up. Crow hands off to Blackwell. Blackwell right of the circle, bounces to Crow. Stevie and Blackwell playing catch. Now they rotate it to Gilmore, a flip to McGee. McGee on the left side, seven to shoot. Gilmore left of the lane, backing. Now a double from Telford, four to shoot, three to shoot. Crow feeds Blackwell, lines up a three, left corner, bangs off the rim, no good. Andre screen the rebound for Butler. 10-20 remaining, 60-48 Wisconsin. Pierre Brooks off the high screen, dribbles right lane line, throwing to King, swoops off the right wing, and a whistle. Oh, no, it takes the. Thought I heard a whistle the first time. It was the second time. Now Larry Serrato on the call in the lane. As I get like Kamari on the foul there. That will be his second. Set the under 12 media timeout. Let's take a break. 10 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in Indianapolis. Wisconsin 60, Butler 48. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brewpub, lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
More than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 10 minutes, 10 seconds remaining at Gainbridge Fieldhouse here in downtown Indianapolis. Wisconsin 60, Butler 48. Steven Crow 18 points, 6 rebounds lead the way. Nolan Winter 11. Max Klesmet with 11. Pierre Brooks doing what he can for Butler. He has 17 points. Patrick McCaffrey with 13, going 3 out of 5 from the three-point line.
Very efficient for Wisconsin, what they're doing on the offensive end. And we were talking during the break, if Wisconsin continues to force Butler to play 30 seconds at a time on the defensive end, very soon you're going to see a Butler team who's going to be short on every single jump shot that they're taking out there. You can't play a full game against a caliber team like Wisconsin and then continue to play defense like that without your legs going.
Yeah.
Just no way.
Butler team that has had some runs of its own here. We'll see if the Badgers can keep some distance between themselves and the Bulldogs, up by 12 right now.
I think one of the things you brought up is that Telford, with only 2 points, you can tell Wisconsin's really paying attention to him not having the ball, because they're leaving certain guys open when the ball is being rotated. So you can definitely tell they're trying to keep him out of this game.
Landon Moore will be inbounding. Baseline left. Puts it into screen, left block, a little twist around Crow and a flip up at him with the right hand. Screen with 5, 60 to 50 Wisconsin with 10 minutes remaining in the game. McGee getting around a little screen to the backcourt from Gilmore, and the Badgers start their offense. Blackwell, baseline left, probing, sends it back out to Crow, feeds Gilmore, a toss for Klesmet. Max high on the right. Passes off to Crow, left of the circle. Stevie pivots, a throw back to Gilmore at the top. Right hand toss to Blackwell, 5 to shoot. Blackwell in the lane against McCaffrey. Now fades in the lane, flips it, hits it. Blackwell with 6 in the lead, back up to 12 for the Badgers.
Good use of his body as he got into the lane.
He's got a knack for that. 62 to 50, Wisconsin, 9:25 remaining. Colby King, left hand hip high dribble. Takes it to the left wing against Kamari McGee, working around a hard screen. Left lane line goes into Andre screen, low on the left, wanted to take it right, knocked away, but a foul is called. Stevie said, yep, I got him.
That looked like he got him with like his elbow and his bicep. He came straight down.
Yeah,
Steve felt that one.
Yeah, usually in basketball, you have to have that painful look. You call a foul on me, it's did not got him. Andre screen at the free throw line, where he is 1 out of 3 here today. And the first free throw is no good. Butler comes in 76.5% at the foul line. The Badgers came into the game 84%. Wisconsin is 17 of 17 at the foul line. The Bulldogs 11 of 15. Crow comes out. Nolan Winter is back in there. One more free throw to come for Andre Screen. Officials getting everything in order. Jeffrey Anderson, John Gaffney, and Larry Serrato. Another Jeffrey Anderson game, so no doubt on social media. The high knees alert will be in effect if you, again, like Butch and I were talking, if you know what we're talking, if you know, and if you don't, you know, Google it, I guess. Second free throw is good. 62-51, Wisconsin with 9:08 remaining. Nobody brings those knees higher in college basketball officiating than Jeffrey Anderson. It's a thing. Here's McGee throwing to Gilmore, left of the circle. Gilmore, one dribble, pivots, gives off the Winter, shot clock at 8. Klesmet looking to go to work. He'll try a 3, and that's an air ball that'll go out of bounds. It'll belong to Butler. 8:47 to play, 62-51. Wisconsin. Some guys you would worry about it if they throw up an air ball. Not Max. It's not his first rodeo. Just call it right now. He's going to make his next one. McCaffrey throwing to Moore out between the circles. Moore with a pass for Telford, left wing. Back out to Moore, top of the circle. Turns down the screen for McCaffrey. Puts it on the deck in the lane. Nice feed. Brooks low on the right. Goes up. Got fouled. And then Gilmore and Blackwell collide. Everybody's all right. You're going to get Gilly here. And that's three on Carter Gilmore. Free throws coming up for Pierre Brooks. Had a good night, or good afternoon, I should say. 17 points. He had 26-7 against North Dakota State in their win against Mississippi State out at the Arizona tip-off. He had 22 points and 9 boards. First free throw for the former Michigan State Spartan, and he left it short.
He's been quiet, though, the last probably 8 minutes of the second half here so far. He's just not getting into a rhythm, and I don't know if they're not looking for him, but the guy that, you know, drug you through the first half and kept it close, you got to get him the ball.
Missed the first free throw. Second one on the way, and that will bounce in for him. Gilmore comes out. Five of the floor. You got Tanjay, McGee, Blackwell, Klesman, and Winter. 62-52 Wisconsin, 8:27 remaining. Nolan Winter out high. A pass for Blackwell on the right wing. He'll walk it to the top. Gives off to Klesman, high on the left. Klesman gives it a look. Feeds Winter, a pass for Blackwell. Blackwell with 10 on the shot clock. Throwing to Tanjay, inside feed. Caught by Winter, low on the right, turns and scores. Just sealed off on Telford, and Nolan Winter has 13. 64-52, Wisconsin, 8 minutes to play. Telford at the top, hands off McCaffrey. Throws it back to Telford, turns it to Moore. Baseline left, got around Blackwell in the lane. Feeds Brooks, goes up, got fouled. And Butler's good at getting to the free throw line, and that's what the Bulldogs are trying to do right now as we have the under eight media timeout. We'll take a break. 7 minutes, 52 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 64, Butler 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight.
When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
7 minutes, 52 seconds remaining in this Indy Classic matchup between the Wisconsin Badgers and the Butler Bulldogs, with Greg Gard's Badgers leading 64-52. They got Kamari McGee for that foul going into the media timeout. Already 8 fouls against Wisconsin. Butler has committed just 2. Imagine the Badgers' ability to get to the free throw line. Butler's been really good at that as well, averaging nearly 25 attempts per game. The makes between the two teams about the same per game. Both are good at making more than the opponent's attempt.
Yeah, statistically, when you line this game up, I think that's probably why it was kind of like a, what was it, 4-point potential spread for Wisconsin when they started the game. Is you hit it right on the head. Statistically, they're very well matched up. I think the advantage for Wisconsin is depth and strength inside. And
yes.
They've proven that tonight.
Nolan Winter, 13 points, 6 rebounds. We mentioned Stevie, 6 rebounds and 18 points. Pierre Brooks, he has 18 and 4 boards. He's at the line to shoot 2. He is 5 of 6 at the foul line today. Make it 6 of 7 as he hits the first. 64-53 Wisconsin, 7 minutes and 52 seconds remaining. Second free throw for the 6'6", 240-pound senior bounces in for him, and the Badgers lead back to 10. Nolan Winter inbounding to Jack Janicki, a little backcourt resistance that they start to peel away from. Does Butler as Tanjay breaks the midstripe. A pass for Winter, throwing to Blackwell. A toss back to Tanjay between the arcs. Tanjay flips to Jack Janicki on the left side. Took a look, instead passes off to Winter at the top. Goes off to Tanjay, 10 to shoot. Tanjay feeding Blackwell, and he got bumped by Landon Moore. That's team foul number 3 on Butler and personal foul number 2 on Moore, the junior out of Bloomington, Illinois.
Right here for Wisconsin, you've got the opportunity. You've got basically like two, if you break it in two halves, there's 7.5 left. You got a 4-minute game and a 3.5-minute game. You got to dominate at least one of those games to take it over.
Oh, they get a quick hitter. Janicki baseline left and flashing to the goal, John Blackwell, and that is easy money. 66-54, Wisconsin, 7:20 remaining. Telford at the top of the circle. Up it inside, a throw to Brooks on the right side, picked up by Tanjay. Brooks, contested three on the right side, good. Pierre Brooks, a triple, 66-57, Wisconsin, coming up on 7 minutes remaining.
Man, he is not going to go away.
Janicki throwing to Winter. Yeah, Brooks with 23 points here this afternoon. Tanjay outside right. Tried to get a hand off to Klesman. It's disrupted by King in the backcourt, and King out-hustled Max. Gets the loose ball low on the right, pushed it up. No, but a foul on Klesman. Oh, Badgers got a little lazy right there, and Colby King working hard. He'll go to the free throw line.
I wonder if Max thought it wasn't tipped, and if he touched it, it was, you know, over back.
Yeah,
right?
probably, yeah.
But still.
Because it's very un-Max-like. Colby King showing some good hustle there. He is 10 of 17 this year at the free throw line. He misses the first. One more coming. 66-57, Wisconsin, 6:45 remaining. King with 4 points. They came in the first half. A 6'2 junior out of Pompano Beach, Florida, hits the second free throw, and the Badgers lead down to 8. 66-58, Wisconsin. Brooks picking up Janicki in the backcourt. Jack had it, almost had his pocket picked, but gathers it, throws to Klesman, feeds Tanjay low on the left, and he'll flush it. Oh, a near turnover, turns into a dunk.
Oh, so lucky. A good recovery.
68-58, Wisconsin, 6:25 remaining. Telford wiggles into the lane and rockets one off the glass right back. He passed it to himself, gets it and puts it up and in. Not exactly how you draw it up, but he'll take it. 68-60, Wisconsin, 6:10 remaining. Klesman throwing to Tanjay, a flip for Nolan Winter, gives off to Janicki. Out the winner again of the pick and roll, and he gets fouled going to the cup. Landon Moore with his third, Nolan Winter to the free throw line.
With it getting a little out of control, this is where the more experienced Wisconsin team has to just get back into your rhythms.
Back into that pick and roll game, Nolan Winter at the free throw line. Winter 81% at the foul line this season. His first attempt today is good. Now Kamari McGee will come in to replace Janicki. 14 now for Nolan Winter. 9-point lead for the Badgers, 6:04 remaining. Second free throw for the sophomore is good. And Wisconsin remains perfect at the foul line, 70-60 Wisconsin. Coming up with the final 6 minutes to play here in Indianapolis. Badgers now 19 of 19 at the foul line. Telford top of the circle, hands off to McCaffrey. left of the lane. Nolan Winter defending. McCaffrey drifting above the three-point arc. Goes off to Telford at the top. A handoff to Pierre Brooks. Muscling, Klesma goes down, nothing called. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. And now Kamari up the floor for the Badgers. 5:38 to play, 70-60 Wisconsin. Winter throwing to Blackwell on the left side. Blackwell a toss out to Tanjay. Tanjay holding. A toss for Klesma high on the right. Klesma with a shot clock at 10, throws to Winter. At the top, feeds Tanjay, long three straight on, left it short, Telford the rebound for Butler. And here comes Telford up the middle, to the line, down the lane, low on the left, throws it up, no good, rebound back tap McCaffrey, to the line, McCaffrey tosses out the King, sidesteps left, three in the air, right wing is good for Colby King, his first three today in the lead, down to seven for Wisconsin, 70-63 the Badgers. With 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play, Butler fans starting to stir it up here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Tanjay outside right, surveys the Butler defense. Now it's Winter throwing to Klesma on the left side. Max left of the circle, bounces Winter low on the left, turns and scores. Again they go inside, 9-point lead Wisconsin with 4.5 minutes to play.
Butler switching everything out so it's leaving the backside open. Good job by Winters to go right to the block.
72-63 Wisconsin, 4:25 remaining, Telford top of the circle. Moves it up to Landon Moore, off the left wing, behind the back dribble, spins in the lane, up right hand, back rim and in for Landon Moore. And a timeout taken by Thad Mata as the Bulldogs back to within seven. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take a break. 4 minutes and 14 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 72, Butler 65. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time to make today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. And Charlie, we talked about one of the storylines getting Steven Crow going. They wasted no time getting him involved. And talk about being efficient here. 17 minutes, 18.6 rebounds. That's good work.
That's really good work. And you could argue either he or Winter, but for the time on the court and the same production, it's got to go. Player of the game has got to go to Steven Crowell tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Nolan Winter has played some more minutes, 25 minutes, 17.6 rebounds. So they're getting a lot of work done at the rim. Crowell's hit a couple of threes. Nolan has hit one. But they're getting a lot of work right at the bucket. They're going to need that here. We have, you know, 4 minutes and change here left in the game. It's 72-65, Wisconsin leading the Butler Bulldogs.
And right here, you can't settle. With 4 minutes left, Butler's got a little bit of momentum. They're outscoring you right now by 7 points here in the second half. You've got to take it to the hole. You're down on the foul point side. You can't give them easy buckets. You can't let them get chippy stuff, right? Because that's how they're going to just pull this down and make this really tight. So Wisconsin's just got to be really mindful of the small stuff.
It's going to be a little bit of a delay here because they've had got a problem with the game clock. There should be 4:14 left in the game. All of a sudden, the clock started rolling.
Ooh.
And now they get it got down to like 3:46, and Jeffrey Anderson is on it, and scores table is on it. So they reset it to the proper time, 4:14 to play. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Badgers inbounding. Butler showing full court pressure. Tanjay shuffles left. Shuffles, gets it into Kamari McGee, looking to trap McGee. With King and McCaffrey, Kamari splits the double team. Good strong work from McGee to the front court. Right of the lane is Kamari, fans out to the wing, and the Badgers go into the offense. 4 minutes to play, 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Tanjay outside left. Tanjay with 9 points today. Winter, a throw to Blackwell. Blackwell tosses to Tanjay at the top. Shot clock is at 6. Tanjay off the left wing, barreling in on Bizjack. Pushed it up, no good. Rebound, Patrick McCaffrey. On the run, gives off the Moore. Almost an extra step there from McCaffrey, but Butler now will go into its offense with 3:35 to play. Moore left elbow, throwing to Telford, trying to drive baseline and dribbled it off his leg and out of bounds. Turnover number 6 today for Butler. 3:32 remaining, 72-65 Wisconsin. Tanjay against pressure. Gets it into John Blackwell. McCaffrey is on him, and now Butler retreats off the press as Blackwell will bring it up. Met at the midstripe by Moore. Blackwell to the front court. Throwing to Winter. Turns to Tanjay high on the left. Flips to McGee on the left wing. Kamari goes into Tanjay low on the left to the rim. Goes up. Missed, but a foul. And John Tanjay goes to the free throw line with 3:16 remaining.
Beautiful. Beautiful execution. Even though it wasn't a typical pick and roll action, it was great fake by McGee in order to let Tanjay go right to the hole. I love that action.
John Tanjay, 9 points today, just 2 of 8 from the field, but 5 of 5 at the free throw line. First attempt for Tanjay is good.
Well, he's not going to get good looks the rest of the season.
No.
He's been scouted. They know what he can do. So him doing the little things, those backdoor cuts, getting opportunities at the rim, that's where he's going to have to wear people out.
And he's at the top of the scouting report now, right?
Yes.
Whatever secret there was on John Tanjay, that secret is out. Second free throw good. Badgers continue to pitch a perfect game at the foul line. Tanjay will come out. Carter Gilmore is in. 74-65 Wisconsin. 3 minutes, 16 seconds to play. Wisconsin 21 of 21 at the foul line.
When you have such an even score, you got four guys in double digits for Wisconsin, then Tanjay is going to be probably less of a conversation.
Telford top of the circle. He'll fire a three over Blackwell off the rim. No good. Rebound Max Klesman for Wisconsin. 9-point lead for the Badgers with 2 minutes and 53 seconds remaining. Butler has one timeout available. Greg Gard has three. Wisconsin has the possession arrow. Winter throwing to McGee on the left side. McGee, a toss for Gilmore. He'll try a three right of the circle, and he nails it. Carter Gilmore for three, and the lead is 12 for the Badgers. 2.5 minutes remaining. Moore at the top. Hands off to Patrick McCaffrey, and then a foul is called as Klesman trying to work over that is called for that foul. That is his second, the team's 10th. So the Bulldogs in the double bonus, and Patrick McCaffrey will go to the free throw line.
As much shoving and pushing as there is for a guy to cut and to overblow a screen, that's a chippy call.
Yeah, it is. First free throw, Patrick McCaffrey is good. He has 14 here today. 77-66 Wisconsin with 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. Second free throw for McCaffrey is airborne. Short rebound, Nolan Winter. And here comes Wisconsin up 11 with 2:25 to play. McGee throwing to Nolan Winter. He'll feed Klesman high on the left. Klesman out to Carter Gilmore between the circles. Gilmore throwing to Winter high on the left. Winter now to Klesman against Telford. With 9 to shoot. Max going inside the left block. Kicks it back out to Gilmore. 5 to shoot. Max will for 3. Back rim no good. Rebound McCaffrey of Butler. They burn some time. 2 minutes to play. Badgers up 11. McCaffrey right of the paint. Push it up over Blackwell. Missed, but a foul on Blackwell. And Patrick McCaffrey will go back to the free throw line. That'll be the third personal on Blackwell. Clock stops a minute 54 to play. 77-66 Wisconsin.
I'm going to go back to the comment of Wisconsin on those late game situations. Go to the hole. make them foul you. At least you're going to get an opportunity at the line, which you're shooting 100% tonight.
Yeah. First free throw, Patrick McCaffrey is good. John Tanjay will come back in for the Badgers for Carter Gilmore. 10-point lead, Wisconsin, 1:54 remaining. Second free throw coming up for McCaffrey. On the way, and it's good. 77-68, Wisconsin. Colby King will check in for the Bulldogs, replacing Landon Moore. 9-point lead for Greg Gard's Badgers, a minute 54 to play. Tanjay shuffles left, McCaffrey in his grill. Inbounds pass, Winter throws it back to Tanjay, loops it to Kamari McGee. To the front court, throwing cross court right to left for Blackwell. He'll leave it for Klesman, who in turn gets it back to Blackwell. Quick pass, Tanjay. Goes to McGee. Shot clock 15, a minute 40 on the game clock. Klesman high on the left. Now Tanjay up top. Tanjay kills the dribble. Scoops it to Blackwell. 7 to shoot. Blackwell drives off the wing to the cup and the layup. No, he missed it. Missed the layup as King gets the rebound. Racing up the floor, up the middle. Bounces to Brooks. Tries a 3 left side. Bangs off the rim. No good. Tipped up. No. Bodies on the floor. Telford and Winter both go down. The foul is called. And this will go against Wisconsin. They get John Blackwell. That is his fourth with a minute 21 remaining. 77-68 Wisconsin. And Jamil Telfort to the free throw line.
Good job by Wisconsin to use all that clock. Get to the rim. Got to make those bad boys.
Telfort with just 4 points today. 2 of 9 from the field. This is his first free throw attempt this afternoon. It's a two-shot foul, and he is short with the first. So Butler 19 of 27 at the foul line as opposed to Wisconsin's 21 out of 21. 77-68, the Badgers, a minute 21 remaining. Second free throw for Jamil Telfort. Airborne, good. 77-69, Wisconsin. Landon Moore will come in for Pierre Brooks.
They're bringing in that smaller lineup.
Press back on. Tanjay will throw it inbounds to Blackwell, trying to trap him. And dribbling out of it is Blackwell, throwing to McGee. McGee slaloms to the middle. Leaves it for Klesman. Throws to Blackwell. They break the midstripe with 2 seconds to spare. 1:10 to play. Badgers up by 8. Winter out between the arcs. A throw to McGee on the right side. We're down to 1 minute remaining. Tanjay gives to Klesman. 7 on the shot clock. Max for 3. Left of the circle. Short. Rebound. Winter to the rim. Slam dunk. Nolan Winter. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. We're down to 50 seconds remaining. Bizjack throwing to Telfort left corner. It's a Bizjack screen. Tries a 3. Rattles in for Telfort. 79-72 Wisconsin. 43.2 seconds remaining. Tanjay inbounds to McGee. Got by Bizjack, and then Bizjack reaching out and grabbing Kamari. The foul is called. They had the one to give there. That's his second, and it should be team foul number 6 on Butler. 41 seconds remaining, 79-72, Wisconsin.
I love the crash by Winter off that shot from Klesman, knowing that they've been short on their last several attempts from that distance.
Blackwell throws backcourt for Nolan Winter, and he gets fouled by Telfort. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pierre Brooks checking back in. The foul on Telfort, his third. 39.3 seconds remaining. 79-72 Wisconsin. 1-1 for Winter, and he hits the front end.
Good job by Wisconsin here to break the rhythm. Three-game streak of not being able to do the things you want to do and come in tonight. Be aggressive inside, get the shots that you want.
And finally a miss at the foul line from Winter. Made the first, miss the second. Here's a drive by King to the rim. Goes up and he gets fouled with 32.3 seconds to play. 80-72 Wisconsin. So the Badgers made their first 22 free throws, and then Winter missed the second. And then at the other end, Colby King gets fouled by Kamari McGee.
I just love the energy of both of these teams. You know, for Butler to be able to take as many punches as they have and to continue to come back and play aggressive.
Yes.
Just love it. They're going to be deep late, I bet, in the NCAA later in the season.
King misses the first free throw as it just rolled off the rim. One more coming for Colby King, and that is good. Nolan Winter with a career-high day. 20 points for him this afternoon. Tanjay inbounding against pressure to Max Klesman. Trying to trap him, and he will take the timeout with 29.5 seconds remaining. 80-73, Wisconsin leading Butler. Badgers had three timeouts, so they burned one of them. Two remain. Badmata has one available. We'll keep it here with 29.5 seconds to play. 80-73, Wisconsin. By the way, that high for Nolan Winter topped his previous high, which was Tuesday night at Illinois.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice turnaround.
Had a pretty good week.
Yeah. Yeah, when you can almost double it up, do a double-double in a night, no matter what, especially in the Big Ten, it's pretty impressive. But just overall, Wisconsin really well spread out. You got four guys in double digits.